You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It was another late night in Washington, D.C., with reports of shouting matches, Republicans launching an 11th-hour revolt, and a president watching his proposal to shore up the economy with a $700 billion Wall Street bailout fall apart. For the latest, we go to our friend in Washington, Todd Zwillick of the Capital News Connection. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Senator Christopher Dodd calls it political theater.
Yeah, well, it smacks of that. It really does. All those things you described all happened. They came out of a meeting last night around 10:30. Dodd was visibly shaken and frustrated. He was kind of red in the face and using words like he detests doing this at this point. I don't think they ever expected to get here. And they're going back into meetings today. And the interesting thing was you had this House Republican plan sort of come out midday yesterday. It's only a three-paragraph plan. It takes up about four-fifths of one piece of paper. But the meeting last night, when we asked them if they were taking it into account, the negotiators in the room, including the Republicans in the room, said that they weren't really working on it.
I have this image of like a pizza guy coming to the White House saying, you know, bringing the pizza for the guys. And it's like they've stumbled in on a domestic dispute. Everyone's screaming and yelling and red-faced.
What's that issue? What is the problem? Because there were all kinds of reports yesterday that the sides had come to an agreement with the administration. Where are the obstacles now?
Well, when the sides said they had come to an agreement with the administration, the House Republicans would tell you that the sides spoke too soon because they weren't cut in on the deal. Now, that seemed a little bit strange to a lot of people because the House Republicans had somebody in the room. They had a guy called Spencer Backus, who's the senior Republican on the House Financial Services Committee. So we all said to the Republicans, you had somebody in the room, and they said he wasn't authorized to negotiate. And then the logical question is, well, why didn't you send someone who is authorized to negotiate? And the answer was, we have not negotiated with anyone. So I think only House Republicans know why they weren't in on the deal. What we do know is that they don't like the deal that's being crafted by everyone else. That's House and Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans in the White House, the Treasury. So you mentioned all of the things, capital gains, tax cuts, and insurance program. That seems to be the stumbling block now. And there's a political stumbling block. That's the real stumbling block.
Wow.
Nancy Pelosi, mm-hmm. the Democrats need a critical mass of Republicans because nobody wants to own this. They can pass this without the Republicans in the House. They can pass it. Democrats can pass it. But they don't want to own this plan. They want it to be bipartisan because that calms the markets. And as Barney Frank said last night, if you pass something that's not bipartisan, the markets are going to think it's just going to change next year. That's not going to instill confidence. And politically, nobody wants to own this thing. Nobody knows if it's going to work or not. So if one party passes it and then everything falls apart, imagine the 30-second ads you're going to see on that one.
How close were the campaigns to these negotiations, Todd? Any idea?
Well, the campaigns are critically important. Of course, John McCain and Barack Obama were in town. The Democrats especially say up until the White House meeting yesterday, John McCain had absolutely nothing to do with any of this. He's not on any of the relevant committees. Of course, he's been out campaigning. He wouldn't have anything to do with it. He's out campaigning. Now that he's in the picture, you know, remember that phrase that gets thrown around, too big to fail, that was about, Lehman Brothers and all
sure.
of it? This thing has become too big to fail. It really has. And so now the question is, how do they go forward? And also the question is, now that John McCain is involved, and now that John McCain has said he will not debate and he will not leave town until something is solved, then you have to assume that he's not going to leave town until he has his fingerprints on some kind of rescue of the rescue. Now, only they know how that's going to play out, but it makes you wonder how exactly this is going to get solved when now, in order to get the fifth cog in the five-spoke wheel, get mm-hmm. the House Republicans of the fifth cog, you know, they have to give John McCain a victory, and Democrats certainly aren't going to be interested in doing that, and the Treasury just wants something to get done. So it's a little complex right now.
So what's the plan for today?
Meetings at 11:30 with all of the frustrated principals that met last night from the House and Senate. Senate. They winnowed that group down. They don't have 18 or 20 people in the room anymore. Harry Reid came in last night and kicked out anyone who is extraneous. There were five people in the room, one person from House and Senate, Republican, Democrat, and Paulson. That's it. Nobody else in the room. Everybody else got kicked out. So they're going to probably do that again today at 11:30. The staff is meeting as well. And that's all we know.
Todd Zwillick, thank you.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, keeping us informed on what's happening on Capitol Hill. He's from the Capitol News Connection. John?
And joining us now is Peter Goodman from the New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.